Welcome to this podcast on acetylcholine and nutrients for memory. My name is Christine Bailey and I'm one of the nutritional practitioners at NutriLink. For many people, struggling with memory lapses or problems recalling names as they age is a real concern, and such symptoms might indicate a decline in levels of the neurotransmitter for memory, known as acetylcholine. In the long term, this can be linked to Alzheimer's disease and dementia. So if you are concerned about your memory declining or learning, you might want to act now. Nutritional supplements that optimize cognitive health and function include those required for the synthesis and preservation of acetylcholine. And many of these compounds have also shown promise in protecting against the development of brain plaques associated with Alzheimer's disease. In addition, one of the benefits of acetylcholine receptors compared to those of other neurotransmitters is repeated exposure to acetylcholine does not cause the receptor sites to become resistant. In fact, the opposite happens. Constant stimulation of acetylcholine receptors makes them more responsive and sensitive, so they need less acetylcholine for the same effect. A low-fat diet can rob the brain of acetylcholine, as foods that impact acetylcholine activity are those high in natural fats, particularly animal fats. Blood sugar imbalances also can impact on acetylcholine. So it's important to really focus on a diet first. But here are some of the key nutrients and supplements you may also want to consider. Phosphatidylcholine is a precursor to acetylcholine and is available as a supplement and in the form of lecithin granules. Animal studies suggest that supplementing choline increases acetylcholine release. Studies also show that providing phospholipids provides a reservoir of free choline that can be used for acetylcholine synthesis, which can be particularly important if the reservoir in the brain of available choline is in short supply. Now, in Europe, glycerophosphocholine is a compound related to phosphatidylcholine that is available on prescription as a drug. It is not available as a supplement, but clinical trials have confirmed the benefits of this supplement or drug. GPC, as it's often called, has been shown in laboratory studies. In fact, in a multi-center study of patients with probable Alzheimer's, GPC improved cognition and was well tolerated. So it does appear that there appears to be good reason to supplement with phosphatidylcholine in a supplement form, or if you're in Europe and you can get it available on prescription, that may be another alternative. But certainly phospholipids, and in particular phosphatidylcholine, may be very important in supporting levels of acetylcholine. However, another phospholipid is equally important, phosphatidylserine. This is a phospholipid that plays a useful role in supporting overall brain health, and it enhances the availability of acetylcholine, as well as lowering the levels of stress hormone cortisol, promoting as well the release of dopamine, which is another neurotransmitter which is very important for improving your mood. Phosphatidylserine also supports the function of many vital enzymes and acts as an antioxidant, which means it can combat free radical damage and quell any inflammation, which again we know can have damaging effects on the brain. And by stimulating acetylcholine production, phosphatidylserine has been shown in trials to be important for improving cognitive function. L-acetylcarnitine is an amino acid that has a similar structure to acetylcholine and has also been shown to boost cognition. It binds and activates the acetylcholine receptor. In addition, acetyl-L-carnitine supports mitochondrial function, which may help improve energy and circulation in the brain and may be useful for improving low mood or depression. Consider the B vitamins too, particularly vitamin B5. Pantothenic acid, B5, is used in the synthesis of coenzyme A, which is used to transport carbon atoms important for the biosynthesis of acetylcholine. And supplementation of B5 in animal studies has demonstrated the ability to increase acetylcholine levels in the brain. It is also worth mentioning some herbs. You may have heard of vinopocetine. The brain health benefits of this extract, which is actually derived from the periwinkle flower. And this has been widely recognised in European studies, where it is available on prescription in the treatment of age-related memory impairment. By improving sluggish cerebral blood flow, this herb enhances the brain's use of oxygen and glucose. And when you combine it with another herb called ginkgo biloba, it seems to speed up the processing of short-term working memory in normal adults. You may have also heard of L-huperzine A. This is a potent compound derived from club moss, and it appears to decrease the breakdown of acetylcholine and increase the levels of this neurotransmitter in the brain. Another herb more readily available is ashwagandha. Now, this has long been used to boost energy and blood supply, as well as reduce inflammation. But modern science is now uncovering ashwagandha's benefits for cognitive health. It appears that it can help prevent as well the breakdown of the neurotransmitter acetylcholine. There are other more natural agents that may be useful as well. Blueberries are rich in the powerful antioxidant phytochemicals known as polyphenols. And these studies seem to show that they are particularly useful for fighting memory impairment associated with free radicals and beta amyloid plaques, which are associated with Alzheimer's. In addition, grapeseed extract, which is also rich in polyphenols, has also been shown to help with cognitive function. It not only improves blood circulation by strengthening capillaries, arteries and veins, but also appears to prevent the formation of senile plaques, which can severely damage the brains of those with dementia. As well as supplements, you may want to focus on foods that are naturally rich in choline. These are obviously those that are often high in healthy fats. And the key ones include beef, cream, creamy cheeses, eggs, particularly the yolk, full-fat milk, liver and organ meats, some nuts and tofu. And more generally, consider switching to a more Mediterranean style of eating. That will include plenty of omega-3 rich fish, nuts and seeds, and also include some of these natural herbs and foods like the blueberries, ashwagandha, in addition to supplements. Because it is much easier to protect the health of your brain cells than it is to restore their function once damage has manifested, it makes sense to begin any preventative program at any age. Thank you for listening.